Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I'm going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. We Christians have many reasons to rejoice, and today you all have a very special reason to rejoice. This is the very last homily that you will have to endure. In 10 minutes, it'll be all over. They tell me to stop putting myself down, so I'll work on that next year. Whoever loves me will keep my word. He's readings from our Holy Gospel really ask us or invite us to think of what is meant by that word or that verb to love. Whoever loves me, Jesus tells us, will keep my word. To be honest, I don't really know if love really means much today or more accurately, it can mean anything in our day. What does love mean? We've all heard a million and one songs about love. We've probably all seen a number of movies about some form or another of love. And we hear how important it is to love. And we even hear slogans like, we all should be allowed to love the person who we want. And so then when we hear words like, love God, or love your neighbor, or love each other, they don't really inspire much in us to go out and do that. It seems kind of just meaningless. And I think the temptation is to think love is easy. Love doesn't take much effort. Love is for children. Love is just being nice. Love is just being weak. Or even love is doing just what feels good. And in a little different context, love can even mean taking what you can or getting what you can from another person, or even becoming romantically involved with another person. So there are many, many different, very almost contrary or competing meanings of the word love. And whatever your experience of love is, I think we should all ask ourselves and remind ourselves, what is that? What is the basic Christian understanding of love? Love, most basically, as the Catechism teaches us, is willing the good of the other for the sake of the other. It is emptying yourself out for the good of the other person. It is not a feeling. It is not just being nice. It is a choice. It's a choice, an act of the will. It's a choice to pursue the good of the other person, to seek that person's advantage and not our own. And because of this, love is hard. Love takes courage. It takes strength. None of us here probably have really mastered it. It takes a great effort. For us men, it takes a real manliness in order to love. It is not just being nice. Might be compared, you could say love is like fire. It really consumes the person who loves. The person who loves is burned. She consumes herself, himself, for the sake of the other. And sometimes, and very often, it really hurts. It can really hurt to love. But it is powerful in what it can do. And of course, the perfect image for love is Jesus Christ on the cross, hanging there, beaten, bruised, bleeding, pierced, nailed, and enduring it all, enduring that horrible suffering, not because he loves to suffer, but because he loves the person he's doing it for. He's there doing it for us. Today in the gospel, as I already mentioned, whoever loves me will keep my word. So in the gospel, Christ is telling us that love also means doing what he asks of us. It means keeping his word. Love means doing what the Lord teaches us to do. And more, also, you could then say, love means doing what the Lord, through his church, teaches us to do. And so, going to Mass on Sunday and every Sunday, it's an act not to fulfill an obligation. It is an act of love. Love means, as we hear in the gospel, love means doing what the Lord asks of us, going to Mass on Sunday, even when the deacon's preaching. Love means worshiping here every week, worshiping God. It's an act of love. Love can also mean respecting our bodies, respecting ourselves, respecting others. It can also mean rooting things out in our life that hurts that love. Today, especially, pornography is a huge issue, a huge problem. And love can very well, especially between a husband and a wife, it can mean for the husband or wife to really to root that out, because that sin, it kills true love. It kills the relationship between a husband and a wife, or between a husband and wife with their children. It can really destroy that. So love could mean that as well. Love, most basically, you know, it's seeking those things. It's not seeking those things that are important to me. It is seeking what is best for the other person. Love can mean forgiving, letting go of those resentments, that resentment that we've harbored for a long time towards another person. I think we all experience some of those. Love can mean taking that out, rooting that out of our life. It can mean letting go of jealousy. Can mean letting go of anger. And like we said, it's a choice. It's not going to come. You're not going to feel like doing it. It's a choice. It's an act of the will to do it. Letting go of those negative thoughts toward others. Simply put, if you love God, you will do what God asks. If you love God, you will keep the commandments of God. And conversely, if you don't keep the commandments or the word of God, no matter what you think, you are not loving God. Whoever loves me will keep my word. So let us this week, let us choose to love. Let us love by keeping the word of Jesus Christ. And I might just suggest this week, you know, we all, I'm sure, do some form of an act of love. And why not have another, choose one person or one friend this week, one family member this week, that you will actually go home and for the rest of the week do something extra for that other person. Maybe give up one thing that you want to do and do something for the other person. And as we prepare this week, our Lord hinted at that he's going to send, as he leaves, as he ascends to heaven, he's going to send us the Holy Spirit. And so as we prepare for this coming at Pentecost in a couple weeks, let's ask the Holy Spirit, because we know that we cannot love without his help. And so let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and to give us the strength and the will to love selflessly and to love unconditionally, to love by doing what Jesus asks of us, his disciples. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can we ever hope to love as Christ loves and has showed us to love here on the cross. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love.